if you will believe the word, you can walk in divine health. I've come to realize you don't have to be sick. In other words, every time something comes upon you, guess what? There is a little issue of some kind. What is that issue? Who knows? But there is one. You know, you get into a strife or a conflict with your wife. It depends totally on your walk with God as to what the severity of the punishment is going to be when He gives you a spanking. But husbands, He said, love your wives like Christ loved the church. If you don't love her like Christ loved the church, He said, I'm going to not answer your prayer. That's scary, isn't it, Bill? That means you really won't love that Betty sitting beside you, don't you? And you do. I know you do. I know you do. When you walk in faith, nothing is impossible. Is it, Betty? No. Nothing is impossible. So this is good and pleases God our Savior, for He wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. Well, where do we learn the truth? From the Word. It's in there, right there in the Bible. He tells you. But now, if you don't spend time with Him every day in the Word. In fact, Dave came to me and made an awesome, mind-boggling statement to me the other day. He said, Pastor, after all these years I've been studying the Word with you, since I've been here with you. He said, now anybody that don't spend time every day with God in the Word, I don't see how they're going to get to heaven. He said, I don't see how they're going to make it. That's kind of a mind-boggling statement, isn't it? And just like whenever I told him the first time when I met Dave, and I didn't know he had an incurable disease, had it all of his life, and whenever I made the statement to him, you know, I don't care what you've got, if you'll do what I tell you from God's Word, I guarantee God will heal you. Well, and here he is a church member, but and going to a good church, big church, but here he's thinking, now you know, this guy can't guarantee God will do anything. But can I? Yes, I can. God will do exactly what He said in that book, won't He, young lady? If He says He'll do something, if He says, just like we were talking about sexual immorality, He said, if you go out and have sex, He said, I personally will judge every act of disobedience. Will He do that? Yes, He will. Somewhere along the line, you're going to get it. And most people don't even know they got it. They don't even know God's the one done it. You know, they don't understand that a young boy and a young girl have sex together before they get married. And then nothing happens. And then 5 years later, maybe they get married, maybe to the ones they had sex with, maybe with somebody else. And then the first child they have is born with some kind of problem, incurable disease, cerebral palsy, autism, all kinds of things. Yeah. We pay dearly for our sin, don't we? You know, God told us all this in His Word. Just like Dave says now the other day whenever we were talking. He said, you know, when I first came to you and you told me that sin and sickness were directly related, he said, I thought, where? Where'd you find this? Well, the other day I asked him that question. He's been studying the Word intently now for about, how long? A day, 4 or 5 years? You've been studying the Word intently every day for 5 years, right? He come in and said, Pastor, this sin-sickness relationship that you've talked about, used to say, he said, let me tell you what, I don't see how I missed it. He said, I don't think there's a place in the Bible you can just drop in and open it that on those two sheets I can't find the sin-sickness relationship somewhere for you on every page in the Bible. And what made the difference in his life? Studied the Word. I mean, just like when he was spending 10 or 15 minutes a day in the Word, God told him, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. How would you like for God to tell you, Eric, I don't know who you are? No, you don't want that, right? I mean, if we were to die today, I mean, and you were to stand in His presence, He'd say, oh, you're who? God, I'm Eric, I'm Thurman. He said, I'm sorry, I don't know you. Pat, would that be scary? Very scary. I know what Pat's going to want. Whenever she dies or gets called up in a rapture, she's going to want to see her Savior with His arms out saying, come over here, dear, let me hug on you a minute. Well done, my child. Is that what you want to hear? Sure, that's what you want to hear. Now, if you're in obedience to His Word, is that what you're going to hear? Sure, that's exactly what you're going to hear. And He wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. Well, these things we're talking about is the truth. Verse 5 and 6. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and people. He is the man, Christ Jesus. So when President Bush stood up there in his last reign and said, Allah and Jehovah God are the same God. Islam is a peace-loving religion. I mean, that's not true, is it? No. I don't know about you, but the Allah that they serve that teaches in their Quran to hate and to kill and to murder and all this stuff that they do, I can't find that kind of junk nowhere in the Word of God, can you? Nowhere. They're not the same God. For there's only one God, and let me tell you, in fact, I was down here at the airport here a while back. I'd had a radio worked on the airplane. I went in to get it. And the guy, when I walked in, there was a Muslim guy standing there. Of course, I didn't know he was a Muslim. He looked, you know, Muslim. But, you know, I didn't know what he was because I didn't know him. But the man that owned the store, he said, hey, Thurman, he said, this man here, you need to meet him. He has a flight school over at Meacham. I said, good. Shook my hand out and he told me what his name was. When he quoted his name, I said, by the way, I'm Thurman Scrivener. I said, are you a Muslim? He said, yeah, I am. I'm a Muslim. I said, well, you know, there's only one God and his name is Jesus Christ. His name not Allah. He said, the Methodist man that was owned the shop, he said, Thurman, their God and our God's the same God. I looked at him, I said, you don't know him either. I said, you know, I thought you knew more about Christ than that. I said, but his God, the God you tell me you serve, which is supposed to be Jesus Christ, and his God, which is named Allah, they are not the same God. And I looked over at the man, I said, okay, let me ask this question, sir. If you believe your God, Allah is God? He said, yes. I said, then let me ask you a question. When's the last time you saw your God do a miracle? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you never saw Allah do a miracle? He said, well, no. I just reached in my back pocket and I said, here, I've got a set of DVDs here called Testimonies of Miraculous Healing. Two DVDs. I said, if you want to hear what Jesus Christ can do, here, listen to this. And I handed them to him. I said, my God does miracles for me all the time. Now, if you're serving a God that you've never seen a miracle or a healing, let me tell you what. You need to question yourself. Do you know who he is? If he's never answered a prayer for you, you may not know who he is. Isn't that scary? See, I'd been in a Baptist church for a lot of years, and I had never heard these kind of things, Bill. Just like you said, and that cost you your first son. No. But, yeah, I know. You don't know nothing. It's amazing how little we learn about in church. In some churches. Now, all churches are not like that. There are some good ones out there. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and people. He is the man, Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message that God gave to the world at the proper time. In other words, Jesus came and paid the price for everybody in the world, anybody in the world, Muslims, Hindus, I don't care, Confucian, I don't care what you are. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, will he forgive you and save you? Yeah. If you do it in faith, he will. If you do it in faith, he will. Now, if you don't do it in faith, he won't. You know how many people that are going to church that think they're saved and they don't have a clue? I'll tell you the most awesome statement I've ever seen, or most awesome example. I was in the Baptist church in Louisville, Texas. I served as a deacon and a Sunday school teacher over there. Well, the pastor had a PhD, and he had a lovely wife, and they had, I think, three lovely children. One day from his preaching from the pulpit, when the invitation was given, his wife got up and went up there and said for the first time in her life, she realized she was lost. She really didn't know Jesus. Living in a home with a PhD that had been to seminary, that preached the Word of God for who knows how many years, and who knows how many people had got saved in that Baptist church. I saw many get saved, but she thought she was saved many years earlier when she was a young girl. She walked down the aisle with a friend. And when the pastor asked, she said, well, since Susie's going to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, I want to make him my Savior too. But she didn't do it by faith. She really didn't do it by faith. So she didn't get anything. So then her husband thought she was a Christian. I mean, he studied the Word. He preached the Word. Everything. She was at church with him. Every time the door was open, she was a lovely lady that you would have thought loved God with all her heart. And that day I saw her get up and go up there, and she talked to him. When she got through, he said, you know, my wife says for the first time now she realized she's really not saved. Today she wants to make Jesus Lord of her life. I like to fell out of the chair. I thought, wow, I wonder how many more people out there that think they're okay, but they didn't do it by faith. Now, you have to do this by faith, but that's the whole thing. Dave and I have done a little bit of talking this week about Galatians, and it's not going to be long till I'm going to teach on Galatians again, because, you know, there's a lot of people think they're walking in faith, but they're not. They're still under the law. In other words, if the Scripture says so clearly that if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under law. There's a big word. That little IF is the biggest word in the Bible, Eric. If you're led by the Spirit. So you come to church and you're, well, let me give you an example. Over and over, like the little girl last week. I mean, she thought she was a Christian. But she was sleeping around with this boy. She wasn't married to him. She's having sex with him. See, obviously she knew nothing about the Word of God. Because if she'd have known what God's Word says, then the Holy Spirit would have been in there grabbing her by the nape of the neck and saying, what was her name? I forgot.
Lauren,
I love you. That's wrong. But if that Word's not in her, what can the Spirit do? He can't lead her. So she's not being led by the Spirit. She doesn't even really know that sexual immorality is wrong because she's seen it on television and the world is sleeping together and she thinks because everybody else is doing it, even in the church, it's okay. But if she's not being led by the Spirit, then she's under law. If she's under law, that's a sin. And that opens the door to the demonic world to come in and torment her. And that's exactly what had happened to her. She was tormented. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat stuff. She had migraine headaches, everything. But the minute she repented, she stepped from that law. She kicked that out of the way, and she stepped back up on the narrow path.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, I Made My Son Look Like a Fool for All of You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.